the Payment Mechanism Committee has decided that your recent upgrading needed downgrading because it does not run parallel to profit procedure. After all, you just pushed paper around. Oh, so did Madsen Hatter and Lenny the Lizard, she retorted. Her insides began sizzling, but then she bit her lips and tried to think calmly. It seems you're saying that for the company to make money, my salary has to be reduced. Oh, no, no, my dear. No salary reduction. You still receive 2 cents an hour, which I might add is the highest salary we give in the degrading category. Only your grade level has been reduced. This is just a bunch of puffed up double talk, Alice said hotly. I get my job grade reduced so I won't get further raises, and I continue to do more work than ever before, and the company continues to get ahead, and Madsen Hatter and Dora Mouse get raises to manage no staff. Precisely. For a rather uncommon-looking girl, you do understand quite precisely. Now it is precisely time for another appointment, so if you be so kind as to leave, he said as his body dissolved, leaving only his starched cuff pointing at the door. I do want to leave, and you are my last hope, but you don't have any better answers than any of the others. Then her eyes, despite her better sense, began spilling large saucer-sized teardrops onto his desk. Here, here, you'll get my leather blotter wet, H.R. Cat said, materializing. He threw a box of paper tissues into her lap. The problem is, as I see it, you're trying to be reasonable and logical. Do not try to be reasonable or logical, or you could get lost in the system for days. That's it, I have been lost in the system, she said, jumping up with a great handful of crumpled tissues, clutched in her fist, glad to hold on to any understanding. H.R. Cat drummed his clipped nails on the blotter in hard staccato taps while she blew her nose rather loudly into one of the tissues. Could you please just tell me just one more thing and then I'll go? He let all of his nails fall on the blotter in one hard clump and held them that way, poised for more impatient drumming. Could you please just tell me which is the way out of here? That depends on where you want to go. It doesn't really matter as long as it's someplace out of here. There you go. It doesn't matter. Just keep walking. You're sure to get there.
That's author Joan Wendland reading from her book, Alice in Corporate Land. Thank you very much for being here.
I'm delighted to be here.
How did you come up with the idea of taking someone's workplace experience and moving them into the realm of Alice in Wonderland?
Well, I've worked for many different companies, been laid off work 3 times in 25 years. And so one of the first companies I worked for, they declared an employee appreciation day. And so they said they were going to erect a big top tent and going to have food vendors. The top management had come up with a program just devised for the troops, a rock and roll number. And they were going to perform as a sign of their appreciation to everyone. And everyone got to wear casual clothes. And this was in a time when most people had to dress in business attire. But they got a special dispensation to wear casual clothes. And they got to buy their own lunch from the food vendors. And I just turned to a coworker and I said, this gets curiouser and curiouser. And I knew that came from Alice in Wonderland. And so I just, you know, an impulse decided to go back and revisit that old story I'd read when I was much younger. And I thought, my God, it's like everything from Victorian times, the dialogue, the situations, I can just pop them right into contemporary corporate environment. So that's where it was born. And then I just kept collecting absurdities.
So are most of the absurdities in here based on something that you experienced in the workplace?
Yes, yes. Primarily myself, but a few things, you know, coworkers also experienced, so I just included them.
When you go about tackling this as a writer, do you find that you want to stick close to the truth? And yet, you want to exaggerate maybe just a little bit to drive the point home? I mean, do you need exaggeration with some of these, or are they absurd enough that they work on their own?
Well, of course, a bit of exaggeration never hurts because it gets the point across. And for example, that passage I read was almost directly from an encounter I had with an HR person. I gave more pointed language, well, there's the door, you know, sort of thing where he says, you know, there you go. just keep walking. And in essence, that's what the guy said when I went to him for answers. And so it was kind of the subtext of what wasn't said that I just put words to it that was more direct, and then used the satire because I could give it an edge.
Is the Alice in Wonderland model the best way to describe some of what happens to people as they try to work their way up the corporate ladder and sometimes find themselves removed from the workplace or downsized or, you know, in some way out of a job?
Well, I don't know that it's the best way. It's my way. It was my way of doing it. And basically, I decided to do it that way because, as you well know, the environment around this, so many people getting laid off work, it's heavy. People are depressed. They're down. They're whatever. So I thought, you know, why not offer something with humor that people can relate to, give them a laugh, hopefully, and still get the point across.
Do you think a book of this nature has maybe a little more resonance now, a little more meaning to people at a time when there is higher unemployment, there's many downsizings, and more people than usual are facing exactly this sort of thing?
I really think so, and that's why I thought, well, this, even though I'd been accumulating all these stories through 25 years, I thought, you know, the time is now to do this just because of what you said. There's so many more people being laid off work, and it's become so critical in many people's lives.
I'm not sure that I have read an About the Author blurb that reads this way. Joan Wendland received her master's in life experience from spending 25 years in corporate land, which including three off with your head corporate layoffs. Also the author of Let's Fall in Love Till Wednesday. Wendland currently resides in South Haven, Michigan. Who came up with the idea of giving you a master's in life experience?
Myself.
Okay, it's your blurb.
it's my blurb because my formal education ended with a high school diploma, and so I've just had to be very resourceful. When I had gone through a divorce and I'd been off the workplace for 20 years. So that mirrors Alice's, you know, going on an interview for the first time in 20 years. Having, you know, my education at that point ceased with, you know, manual typing skills back into the world of computers. So I just say that, you know, I'm very resourceful, had to just pick up and go with whatever I had to try to make, you know, earn a living. And so along the way, experience certainly changes a lot of things.
What do you do now?
Well, I say that I don't want to say I'm retired. I'm creative. So I have other book ideas but this one right now, I'm promoting this and the other book, because actually both of them have received Editor's Choice Awards. And the first one, I reissued that recently, and that received an Editor's Choice Award. But that was a number of years back that I self-published that, and it got a movie option. So I'm hopeful with the promotion that that's going to jumpstart that. So I also teach, well, I don't say I teach, I facilitate two creative writing groups out of South Haven. And so that kind of satisfies my desire to teach. I think in another lifetime, I probably would have been a teacher and probably would have been a pretty good one. But this way, I facilitate these two groups, and really it's just helping show them that they already know how to write, and it's not about grammar, it's not about punctuation, so I get to do that and read a lot of books, go to movies. I really indulge myself.
So there's a movie option on Let's Fall in Love Till Wednesday?
Yes, there is.
Interesting.
And filming was to have started 2009, spring of 2000, but then the whole economy tanked. And so did the project at that time. So, you know, stay tuned.
Okay. Have you given any thought to what might happen if Alice in Corporate Land could get picked up by someone for a movie option?
I never even thought of that. You know, it almost lends itself to, I would think, animation because of all the animals that are in it. But I hadn't even thought of, hey, if Disney comes and our Pixar wants to do it animated, I'd love it.
Do you think that perhaps your whole experience in the corporate world has led you to a place now where writing and those sort of things are what you want to do because you just don't want to go back to being Alice in Corporateland.
Right. Well, I've been developing the writing skills, I guess, since the first time I was laid off. I got a 6-month package. So I took advantage of that time and took a really intensive creative writing course. So that's kind of been with me all along. But how I see the corporate world, it augmented my creative work because there's creativity and then there's always a business model underneath it that has to support it. And so, you know, I'm really good on follow through and organization. And so all of that supports my creative life and, you know, a business sense from having been in the business world. So I don't know if that answers the question or not, but.
Do the book and perhaps your own life experience provide a lesson for people who may face this one day, that their job's coming to an end and it's time to start something new?
Yeah, I just want to say there is life after corporate layoff. I mean, I've 3 times this happened to me, and I've recreated my life every single time. And it also addresses the fact that living in that environment, I was so aware of everyone being quite unhappy. I mean, even though they had the job, it's not kind to the senses. That environment, it's rush, rush, rush. It's so stressful. And people are always playing the lottery, saying, you know, what they would do if they had, you know, got the lottery ticket. And I just say that, you know, there is life after corporate. I'm playing the lottery on myself by doing this. And I figure I'm a good bet. I'm as good a bet as buying that ticket.
If someone's interested in the book, where can they find it?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. Any retail online sellers request at bookstores everywhere. It's also, both of them are e-books, Nook and Kindle. So, you know, it's readily available.
Okay. Anything else you'd like us to know?
Yeah, I've got a website out there, joanwendland.com. Also got a blog. And actually, I'm offering a contest for both of the books. Give me your absurd corporate story, and I'll take each week the best one and post it on my blog and send you a free book. And I'll do the same with the first book that I wrote, which is Let's Fall in Love Till Wednesday. It's an adventure of the heart, a very different genre than Alice in Corporateland. But send me your favorite story about your adventure of the heart, and I'll select the best one, and I'll post it on my blog and send you also a free book.
How long is that going to run for?
Haven't decided. I've got to see how much of a response I get, how many books I have to give out. I hope I have to give out a lot because that would mean that a lot of people are checking in.
And they have good stories.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Okay. The book is called Alice in Corporateland, and the author is Joan Wendland of South Haven. Thank you very much.
Thank you.